Hi, my name is Nathan Campbell, and I'm an associate in the Employment and Business Immigration team. I have with me Christopher Bew, a solicitor in the Employment and Business Immigration team.
Hello.
And today we're going to see if Christopher would be able to pass the Life in the UK test required for British citizenship. Well, Christopher, are you feeling confident?
Ready to be embarrassed.
Well, good luck, because if you don't perform, the Home Office will be informed. Why don't you explain to the listeners what the Life in the UK test is?
So, to naturalise as British typically requires you to first have obtained indefinite leave to remain. This has residence requirements of typically a minimum of 5 continuous years living in the UK, good character requirements, English language requirements, and crucially for the purposes of this podcast, a requirement to have sufficient knowledge about life in the UK, which is proven by passing the Life in the UK test. There are 24 questions in various categories, ranging from history to law to cultural references, and you need a minimum of 75% to pass. It costs £50 and you have 45 minutes to complete the test. It is mandatory for most applicants in the age bracket of 18 to 64 to complete.
You'll be glad to hear that I'll only ask you 8 questions today. I've handpicked these from an online database, which is indicative of the types of questions you'll be asked. So this is just to give you a flavour of what they're like. So we'll start off with an easy one then. Which country invented cricket? The options are Australia, England, Scotland, or Wales.
England.
Correct. Number 2, what medal was introduced during the Crimean War? And the options are the Victoria Cross, the Elizabeth Medal, the Medal of Honour, or the Elizabeth Gold.
The Elizabeth Gold.
No, the Victoria Cross. Queen Victoria, then. All right, so you can only get one more wrong. what is the day before Lent called? Pancake Day, Easter Monday, Ash Wednesday, or Shrove Monday?
Pancake Day.
Very good, yeah, it was a bit of a trick question because it's Shrove Tuesday, not Shrove Monday. When did the English defeat the Spanish Armada? This is a tricky one. So it's 1584, 1597, 1600, or 1588. Do you like those options again?
Yes, please.
There's 1584, 1597, 1600, or 1588.
1588.
What a guess. You got it right. Okay. You're doing well. The next question is, which party formed the government in 2010? And the options are Labour Party, Conservative Party only, Liberal Democrats, or it was a coalition.
Coalition.
That's right. Okay, so then who is responsible for crime and immigration? And the options are the Secretary of State, the Home Secretary, Chancellor of the Exchequer, or the Foreign Secretary?
Home Secretary.
That's right. So you're nearly there. Which river banks the London Eye? And the options are the Wye River, Trent, Severn, or Thames?
Tricky one. Thames.
Well done. You've now got the required 6 questions, but here's the last one. Which country or countries did Britain fight against during the Battle of Trafalgar? And the options are only France, Spain and France, France and the Netherlands, or only the Netherlands?
Only France.
Spain and France. So, well done. You've scored exactly the 75% minimum required to pass. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Nathan.
I was reading recently that a House of Lords committee has recently described the Life in the UK test as a random selection of obscure facts and subjective assertions that need urgent reform. And Immigration Minister Kevin Foster told the Justice and Home Affairs Committee that his department plans an in-depth review of the test and will say more about this over the next 12 months. So watch this space. All right, well, thank you for listening to this edition of our Employment and Business Immigration Law podcast. For further information on our Employment and Business Immigration Services, please get in touch via the contact details provided.